Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
that I am.
Yes, Lanyard, I am more than happy, I am more than I will be, I am all that I am. Ha! Rich Byers! Indeed. The land of I am. More than I've been, I am. Are you ready? Are you ready to step into your greater yet to be? The time is now, right now. We dare you to live your best life. We do. We really do.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. And how do you do that? By being the change you want to see. When you become the change you want to see, you make a difference. When you get stuck, you are stuck. When you change, you change. It's really that simple. It's not complicated. You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've started the show off with Carly Jackson. An affirmation called I Am. And Ricky Byers Beckwith. You know, they were tag teaming too. Ricky Byers and Carly. And so Carly did I Am. Ricky Byers Beckwith said, in the land of I Am, there's nothing we can't handle, no matter what. In the land of I Am. That's the title of that song, Ricky Byers Beckwith. If you want to find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, you can go to weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. If you want to find out more about Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook. It's Carly Jackson. Carly, C-A-R-L-L. I-E. Jackson is J-A-X-E-N. Ah. I am grateful. How are you doing? How's your life going? Even with everything that's going, all the struggles, all the challenges, all the transformation, how are you feeling? You know, just get in touch with that right now. Just, you know, you got questions, you can't wait for us to take your calls. You're like, when are they going to answer? Is this the right radio station? Where's the psychic? Where's the life coach? I don't want the life coach. I want a psychic. I want to know what my spiritual guide is telling me. But whatever it is, take a breath. Breathe and connect with the truth of who you are and know that all is truly well, even now, even in this very moment. Yes, my tag team partner is here, Betty Begees, and as I multi-click and multi-press and multi-push, let me multi-push this button and see. And Betty, how are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely wonderful today.
Great. Love it. You ready? Are you all sweated? You got you in your corner? Because I'm ready. I'm jumping up and down right now.
You know, I'm in my corner. I've been doing my little exercises this morning, getting ready for this Spiritual Tag Team show.
I'm with you. I am with you. Yes, so we're ready. The number is 347-426-3346. I want to do a quick announcement. And those of you in the chat room, if you've got questions, 347-426-3346. Another guest made create some magic. Some guest just knows how to chat and on how they do it. But anyway, the other guest who can't chat in the chat room, you're going to have to register with our partners, Blog Talk Radio, so that you can ask your question in the chat room. Oh, speaking of asking questions in the chat room, let me get in state now, because I really got to go somewhere. I got to go somewhere with this one, you know. Let me let Betty back me up here. She don't need to back me up, but because I got this. Do not, I said, do not, hear me? Do not send Betty private chat, a private question. Okay, now I'm good. I'm on the laptop. Okay, that's crazy me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please do not send Betty private chat because he's distracted, okay? You know, just put the questions in the chat room, send it to me, call in, and we'll make sure you get to your question, okay? So now, for those who are sensitive, that's for you. The ones who can really take it, do not send Betty a private chat. Okay, good.
Let me also,
uh-huh.
Also, if you do put a message in the chat room, a question in the chat room, know that I, you know, when I'm doing the Spiritual Tag Team show, I pop in and out of the chat room. And if a lot of people are posting comments and things, I might miss the question. So it's always best to double send a question to Ade in his private message to make sure I get it. Because a lot of times I won't get it if you put in a post in the chat room.
Yeah, you can send me a private chat if there's something, but don't send it to Betty. If you send it to Betty, we won't answer your question. That's what that says. We won't answer your question. So anyway, let's do a quick announcement and we can get this ball rolling because I see some of you saying, help,
okay.
Help. So,
all right.
In here.
So I just want to say one quick. Angel sent, can you send your question to Ade? You didn't send me one. You just private messaged me. So you didn't send a question. Just send it to Ade and he can read it for me. When he gets it.
I'm going to be gentle with your angel sent because angel sent you, so I can't ruffle your feathers. So send the private chat to me. Okay. Now, since we've already put you on blast, if I'm in the private chat, we already know it's you. So you might as well put it in the... But anyway, so here it is. Let's do a quick announcement. We can get the ball rolling. It's about that time, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Quick announcement here. August 12th, my dear friend of mine, Dr. Stephanie Sears, we're doing a webinar presenting the Business of Being coaching program. That's August 12th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want some more information, send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com and put in the subject box, transform my business. This coaching program is teaching you how to do business with the universe, how to, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not even going to blame it on anything. It is what it is. What we're teaching, which we're going to be facilitating, is helping you to incorporate your spiritual values with your business. Those of you who are in business already, those of you who are looking to start a business, so that your business become extension of who you really are. That's August 12th, 2011, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The email address is info@thebusinessofbeing.com. Thebusinessofbeing.com. And make sure you put in the subject box, transform my business now. Let's see, anything else I need to say? Oh, yeah, if you want to find out more about me or about Betty, my website is lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com, and Betty's website is bettypegues.wibbly.com. Betty, as you know, how to spell that, Pegues is pegues.wibbly.com. Wibbly's wibbly.com. Now, here's another thing I need to say to you nicely. When you call during the show, you will get free readings. When you contact Betty after the show, paypal.com. I'm winking at you now, reality radio. Paypal.com. Don't continue the conversation after the show. So if you got questions, call in during the show, and you know we'll give this in love. But when you reach her on her website, bettypegues.wibbly.com, she will give it in love with an exchange of more energy called money. Paypal.com. All right. Let's see here, Betty. Anything you want to share with us before we get going? Before we start taking calls here.
I do. You know, I always share a little bit of something so that we can get as many callers and chat and email questions in as possible. And today I want to talk a little bit about what's happening energetically. And what's happening starting today is actually the Mercury retrograde. Yes, that blasted Mercury retrograde.
Bring it on. Bring it.
Starts today. A Mercury retrograde energy actually starts about 3 weeks prior to the actual retrograde. And so that's why a lot of people might have been feeling a little crazy in the last 3 weeks or so, because they were into that pre Mercury retrograde mode. And I had written something a couple of days ago on my Facebook that I want to reread here because I think it's important for people to hear. You know, Mercury retrograde is considered by many what they call the trickster time, and that is if anything can go wrong with anything, it will happen during that phase of the retrograde. And so it has a bad rap. And, you know, and I was thinking about this last night of how much energy we put out on dreading the Mercury retrograde. I mean, we put a lot of energy on wanting to avoid it, waiting for it to get over, and all kinds of things. And we just actually makes it worse than what it's intended to be. So, folks, take some deep breaths. And, you know, let's try to look at these retrogrades that happen four times a year, 3 to 4 times a year, and use them for what they are intended to be used for. Now, the Mercury retrograde is a good time to rethink, rehash, and reflect, especially about the events and situations that have developed for us, I would like to say, in the last couple of months prior to the retrograde and leading up to the retrograde. It's a good time to catch up on things you've been putting off, like calling those old friends. It's a great time to start that meditation practice. It's a great time to start journaling or start back journaling. It's a super great time to start fixing those things you've been putting off fixing. In other words, it provides the opportunities for us to make adjustments in the practical aspects of our lives. And it's a time for us to approach our life from a different perspective. I like to call Mercury retrograde a soul vacation, where we get to sit back and just reflect on everything and just be. Keep in mind that during a retrograde, however, communications, anything dealing with communications, and that includes your computer, cell phones, et cetera, traveling, any type of electronic devices, especially cell phones, and once again, your computer, often household appliances or televisions and sexual things like that are tend to be affected by the retrograde. So if anything can go wrong with any of these, it will tend to happen during this time, which actually the retrograde ends August the 18th. So take it easy for that time. Now, this retrograde also lands in the house of Leo. So anybody who is a Leo out there, you might feel this retrograde a little bit more stronger than other people, whether it's for what you may perceive as good or what you may perceive as bad. Now, pay attention also during your dreams during this Mercury retrograde, as they provide very important clues and insights about situations in your life that you are ordinarily unable to acknowledge. Because you are making decisions to bring forward this visionary awareness into a new journey and new event and new endeavors and new goals, and the events during the Mercury retrograde helps us to veer away from the past. So the Mercury retrograde really is a time for us as we're going forward to step out of our past and then take some bright new steps as we go forward into our future. These adjustments are necessary as they allow us to make major changes in our life. Now, having said all that, even though we are currently in the Mercury retrograde phase, there is another energy that's out there helping us, and it's the waxing moon. You know, the moon goes through these phases as well. And right now we're in a waxing moon, and the waxing moon falls between the new moon and the full moon. And the full moon starts August 13th. So right now you have this energy that you can use to make positive changes, to deal with your health. This energy is great right now for working on personal growth. This energy is good on working on your relationships, on your healing. If you're a light worker, this energy is especially good doing your energy work for anybody, and really good for really diving in and looking at those new projects that you want to do. So that's it for the Mercury retrograde and the waxing moon. You know, they're both energies, but they're both put in place for your benefit, for you, and not against you, especially the Mercury retrograde. If you can just say, this retrograde works for me and not against me, you would get through any retrograde with ease and not worry about it so much as some of us who know about the retrograde tend to do.
I know that's right. I know that is right, because that's where I stand, you know. I just refuse to join in and come say, well, how are you handling retrograde? I'm handling it wonderfully. I mean, the thing is to give away our power, because there's so much more going on beyond Mercury retrograde that we're not even aware of. But the minute we become aware of it, oh, my God. So let's just chill. You are connected to the love intelligence, to the all-powerful essence called God. So nothing can derail you off this wonderful journey called life. We got some questions in the chat room. Let's take a call, and then I'll come to the questions in the chat room. Angel Scent, we got you. Gina Shea, nice to see you. Hombre, silent listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. Do not send Betty private messages. Do not send Betty private messages. I don't sound as, you know, I'm not as mean as I sound. It's just an act, okay? Send it to me. If you just can't resist, sending a private message, send it to me. Or just ask in the main chat room. All right, folks, you can do this. Oh, yeah, Mercury retrograde. People ain't hearing me. Oh, I got it. Okay, I relax. I really
feel
it, though.
It deals with communication.
It's okay. I got it. I'm twitching over here. Okay, good. Let's take a call. But listen, if you send Betty, here's the thing. This is really on a real tip. It is distracting if someone's trying to do a reading, because Betty is monitoring the main general public, if you will, chat room. So when you're sending messages over here, she's going to do reading. It's just too much. It's too much. Don't do that to yourself. Because if you do it to her, you're doing it to yourself. Okay, let's go. Let's take a call here. We're going for area code, who's been waiting patiently, like, hurry up. I need an answer, me, please. 631 is the area code. What is your name and where you calling from? Yes, it's you. 631.
Hello?
But what happened? 631 got, they dissolved into the ethers.
Well, 631 is still... Well, 631 left.
No.
Okay, so you know what? This gives me a perfect time then, because I'm sure 631 is going to call back. I know.
Let's go into the chat room. Let's answer the question
okay.
in the chat room. Let's go to Jennifer.
I first
want to
answer. Wait a minute, though. I really want to answer Tamara's question, because she posted a very good question.
Yeah. That's a good question. Go ahead. Yeah, good. Go ahead.
You know, because what Tamara had asked was, asked me to talk just for a little bit about my longer readings and how they differ from brief readings on Live Conversations Radio. You know, I, amongst hundreds and hundreds of psychics, give readings over the radio. And I do it twice a month without aid, but some do it every day. And these readings will last anywhere between 2 minutes to, I've seen psychics take as long as 15 minutes with a person on the radio reading. A lot would tell you that these readings are for entertainment purposes. You take them seriously because they are seriously giving you what they're picking up as far as the answer. But it's a very little bit of the whole what they're giving you. A real full live reading, reading with me or any reader that you call on the radio, so much more is put into the reading. I mean, there's a one-on-one connection, a much deeper connection with your guides, with your angels. You know, sometimes psychics, there are so many spirit guides and so many angels all around and so many loved ones who's trying to come in that they're getting it from all over the place. And so they can't really give you the full attention or the full reading that may make sense. A lot of things don't make sense that some of these readers say to you and you're scratching your head. But if you had a full reading, it would be perfectly clear because they have more time going into it. Full reading just goes much more deeply in depth. In depth with you, with your guides, with your angels. If it's a medium you're working with, we're going to have some wonderful mediums be a guest on the show in the very, very near future. Even with them, they can go deeper. So, you know, don't expect, you know, a lot of people think, you know, I'm going to get the answer to my questions and it's going to be figured out. What you're getting is a small tidbit of what can be given to you, and hopefully that little bit can help you. But if you want much more detail, you want to perhaps contact that reader who gave you that tidbit or another reader and go into a much more fuller detail on the reading, really guiding you. The same with the life coach with Ade, just giving a brief answer that he can go, I don't want to speak for you, Ade, but he can go much more in detail and much more deeper with a one-on-one session. So yes. There is a huge difference when you're doing it over the phone, and like I'm doing, in which this is, you know, it's I take each caller seriously, but I can only give so much information, and it really depends on how open you are on how you receive it.
Yes,
so if you, you know, you don't want to call into any reader on any show. If you're, and we talked about this on the show yesterday with the ego mind, if you have already predetermined what you want to hear. Because your guides and your angels and your soul and your loved one don't care about what you predetermined. They're going to tell you what they what is actually happening and not what your ego mind or anything else wants to hear. So you really want to go to a reader, whether it's just quickly calling in or emailing a question, and really have an open mind as to what you get. And then allow your guide and your spirit or your higher self or whatever you call it to then take that little bit of answer and then run with it with you and
yeah.
take you further. Okay.
You know, I want to add something to that too. You know what Betty says. One of the things that Betty and I do, we are clear that we are being a channel. Am I breaking up again? Because it kind of feels
no,
like.
No, you sound clear.
I sound clear. Okay, just breaking up in my own head. Okay, good. All right, cool. So the thing is, what we do here when you answer your questions, we're not saying this is the only way. We are inspiring thoughts and what Betty gets through your spiritual guides and what I'm feeling. As a coach, I use so many things. I use so many arts. I use my intuition. I use different techniques. I'll give you things to do. But more importantly, wherever you go to a coach, a therapist, a psychic, wherever you go, do not give your power away. Everybody's just here to support you to tap into what is really true for you. So let's go to another question. Let's go to Jennifer's question in the chat room. The number is 347-426-3346, and make sure you press 1 on your keypad so that we can take your questions on the phone line. Jennifer asked a question. It's an interesting question, actually, but I'm going to read it. And then Jennifer is also guest 448. I don't know how you were able to type in a question with guest. You know, you're powerful. She said, which is an interesting question, I would like to know what state you see me getting my PhD in. I am not sure what school to apply to. There are so many. My name is Jennifer. So, Betty, for me, I would say to be a little bit more clear, but you know, you're dealing with a spiritual guide. They're not dealing with intellect like I do, so you may be able to answer that question. The question is, I would like to know what state you see me getting my PhD in. And it sounds like it's going to be an online school. I don't think it should make any difference. But anyway, let me move my coach, life coach self out of the way and let the spirit guide do what they do. And if I do need to say anything, then I comment.
Well, this is the thing with guides. And they do like to have questions put out very clearly to them. You know, when the person comes to me and says, what state do you see me getting my PhD in? And you're asking your guide. Once again, you're giving your guide your power. They're going to turn around and say, Jennifer, what state have you looked at, and which one feels right to you right now?
It could be in a state of bliss.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is you have to choose what resonates with you and which state. And then your guides then will go through the necessary steps to make this happen for you in the best way possible. But if you say, which state do you see me getting my PhD in, your guide's going to go every state because you can get a PhD in any state you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're not going to say right now that we see you in the state of Illinois or something because, you know, we're only speaking from what we see in this moment of now. But tomorrow you may wake up and go, oh, I feel like going into, you know, Kentucky or Kansas. So it's what state have you been drawn to? It seems like you have a lot of creativity inside of you and you're not using it to determine this. What they're saying is it seems like you may have I don't know if you have looked into a few states already and might even have been attracted to a couple. It seems like that may be the case. If not, they want to do this. This is called putting out the intent and saying, I like this state, and this state. And then actually going through the motions, you know, getting the pamphlets, putting out, you know, the applications, and they will send the one that's best to you. This is how we take the first step and they take the other steps. It's all about power. They're saying you have a lot of power in creativity and solving skills. And apparently, you just, when it comes to choosing your school, you just have to know this. Choose the one that resonates most with you. However, whichever one you choose, there is, you know, when it comes to universities, I know a lot of universities have men deans. Is that what they call them? Are they deans in the university? Whichever one it is, it's going to have a dean. So, you know, a much older gentleman. So it won't be a university that has a lady that's a dean. I know that. But there's also going to be someone that you meet soon that's going to shed some light and sort of give you an idea which direction you need to go. So when it comes to which state, I feel you already have an idea where you want to go. Don't second guess yourself, they're saying. You know, go for it and then get out of their way, and they can continue with you on that journey. And, Jennifer, I hope that makes sense to you.
And, you know, for me, also what I see, and you spoke to that, this whole thing about, because if you're saying what state, Jennifer, if you're saying what state, that sounds to me like you're talking about online class. So really it's about what I would ask you, what's the deeper question? There's a deeper question. And, you know, just get to the essence of your question. Don't be so generic. In life, you've got to be specific. The universe, law of attraction doesn't say, well, get clear about that. Whatever thought, whatever energy you're putting out there, you get it back. So if you have the energy, if you're putting out the energy of confusion, unclarity, if that's the word, you know, you're going to get that back. But the more specific you are, the better the answer you get. So number 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Let's go to Tamara's question in the chat room, which is, she said, I'm having a lot of fatigue and difficulty with my sleep. I have been diagnosed with sleep apnea. I think that's what it is, A-P-N-E-A. Never seen that word before, but did not have success with the CPAP machine. All these words, CPAP, CPAP machine they recommended. Any words of wisdom from my guys about creating deep sleep and energy? Over to you, Betty Begees.
Let me give me a second to feel that one.
Betty's going to sleep. You need to hang with Betty. She'll go sleep for you.
No. Yeah, I'm going to sleep. I have to go into my trance here to look. She's saying she's having a sleep problem. And
actually, hold on a second. I think Tamara's on the phone. I think this is Tamara's number. I got great memory. And, yeah, so let's do this. This is Tamara, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go for it.
I thought it might help if I was here.
Yes.
If I showed up for the reading.
I love you, Tamara. You're a trip.
Thanks, sweetie.
Okay, go ahead, Betty.
Oh, no. So, Tamara, ask me the question again.
Okay,
your voice gives me better energy as opposed to...
Yes, and a big issue for me is sleep. Falling asleep, staying asleep, and waking up. And I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and the treatment that they recommend, I could not make it work. It was a cumbersome machine you put on your face, et cetera. And I take a lot of medication to sleep, and, of course, that's helpful, but it starts getting less effective. And I just wondered if there were certain things that I could be doing in the emotional realm or the physical realm that would assist my body in relaxing and knowing it can sleep and rejuvenate and not have to wake up, and kind of walk around in an exhaustion all the time.
Well, what I got... initially and to, I always tend to like to sometimes pull cards just to make sure I'm getting what I'm getting. And what I had gotten was two cards. And one had said, cut your cords. And this is from the angel deck. And another one was nurture yourself. So it seems like there's an underlying reason for this order of sleeplessness. There's either a situation in your life or you're about to experience or experiencing unconsciously that you need to cut.
Right.
And remove from you. It really is calling things some deep unconscious stress or worry that's coming out in the form of the sleep disorder. Another thing is, as you're doing that, it's really going back and nurturing yourself, being good to yourself. Another thing that popped in my mind was diet. And so it's also about the energy of the food that you're taking in as well. It is so funny when you had mentioned last time vegan and vegetarian.
I know where this is going. Okay, go ahead.
It's funny she mentioned that because what they popped in my head was vegan, vegetarian. And what they were saying is we're not saying that you need to be totally vegan and vegetarian. It's just perhaps you need to eat more alkaline vegetables.
Right,
food. You know, and get that type of energy in you. But it really is something that you're going to have to sit down and say, what am I holding on to? What am I allowing into my life right now that's causing me an underlying stress or underlying concern? Because that is affecting you in your sleep. And in the process of doing that, taking care of, Just really focus on our Tamra right now. I mean, this is a great time to do it during these next 3 weeks. This is a truly good time to release and to refocus on you. This is a great time to just start sitting for 30, 40 seconds a day, just quietly so that your guides and angels can send you the inspiration and the hits that they're trying to guide you through.
Right.
So okay. I think that is the reason. The unfortunate thing about health issues. And once again, we're going to have in the near future a medical intuitive on the show. But the thing I tend to tell people is all of our physical problems start out as spiritual ones.
Right.
And they manifest in the body and they come out. And once you get to that point, you have no choice but to go to a doctor and try to get them to deal with it. So while you're dealing with the doctor, if you can work on the physical part now, you will see that it will go away, or you might not need as much medication or something as you intentionally thought you would from the doctor. So so that's what your guys are saying. You know, there's definitely something that you're holding on to.
There's two relationships I let go of, and I keep thinking about it, and it's time to just redirect myself.
You haven't let go of it if you keep thinking about it. So
I know
gotta,
that's right. I was just thinking that.
you
haven't let go of it if you're thinking about it.
You know, you got to literally let go of it. If you got to think about it, think about the gift it has given you.
Right.
Think about how it allowed you to grow and thank them for it. And, you know, and I tell people, you know, I love soul-to-soul thanking because I can mentally thank them for the gift and then release them with love. You know, we cut things loose in our lives, and we think we have to do it with bitterness and resentment and hurt. And I tell people, you can love a situation and let it go.
Right.
And let it go for what it was. And so if you say there's two things and I just keep thinking about it, it means you have not let it go.
Right. Time to redirect myself.
Yeah, but the greatest way to do that is to relook at the situation, because if you try to force yourself and redirect it, you're not letting it go still. You really got to take it head on and say, let me look at it and recompose it now in a way that's more in alignment with who I am today.
Right.
And then let it go in that regards, because if you try to I'm just going to redirect it over here and over here, a lot of people redirect things, and it always comes back like a boomerang, boop, right in the head.
Right.
And that's what's happening to you, because it seems you've been redirecting, and you've been trying. You're a very spiritual person, you know. I see the stuff you write and post, and so you're pretty, you know, good with what you do. But you get this boomerang that keeps hitting you in the head. This time, take the boomerang, look at it, recompose it, shoot it back out, and you'll see it won't come back.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, I got a question for you. Do you meditate, okay, Tamara?
You know, I'm doing it more a day, and this is part of has been part of my challenge, because there's so much agitation in my body day and night that it's very challenging for me. But I have been in the morning and the night, and then throughout the day I'll take like a few minutes at a time, so it feels like it's a manageable piece, and I close my eyes and focus on my breathing and pull myself to the present. I'm not at the point where I do it for a long period, but I'm doing short periods multiple times a day.
Trust me, if you do it for 1 minute a day, that's good enough. The whole idea is getting still. One,
yes,
getting still to just allow yourself to be. On a day-to-day basis, you know, there's so many thoughts going on at once. What, over 60,000 thoughts or something more than that we have in a day? But meditation, one, helps your body to relax. So if you're dealing with these issues about relationship that you let go of and what you're still thinking about, if you don't get still enough, you're not even sure how you feel about it. Sometimes in your stillness, you find that you can really think and feel what you feel about the relationship, rather than a mental thing. And Betty was saying, you try and redirect. It's like that itself is work. But meditation is about helping the unconscious thought rise to the top, and then to a point where you get to a place of listening. So include that in your daily practice. So while you're taking the medication, you can be doing your meditation as well, because they work hand in hand. No judgment, no criticism. Just allow God to be God through you, so that your mind can be at peace and you can rest and sleep like a baby. But then sometimes babies don't sleep through the night. So you can sleep peacefully. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, my sister. Friend,
thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you too, darling.
Love you too.
Bye.
See you later. Bye. We're going to take a question in the chat room. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with a psychic and a life coach. The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're going to read a question in the chat room. But, Betty, when you were talking about diet, I thought of Tamara calling last week about the vegan thing. And
know.
I thought, oh, I know where this is going. And let's see, Tamara's still listening. That's good. Because one thing I know for sure, if you're hearing someone say something and it triggers you in a negative way, a way that bothers you, that cause you want to react, there's something there you need to pay attention to. So Tamara's still listening. I know she's giggling, and even if she's not, she will later on. But you know, so I knew you were gonna go there. It's like, ooh, okay. You God has a sense of humor. The universe is just we gotta relax. It's not that deep. We're going to come to 240.
Well, it was a sense of humor because I was laughing when they got that. I'm like, oh, okay, she just talked about this last week. So,
because she's talking about, sometimes my body said, I just need some meat. So let's go to a question in the chat room. Hombre, she said, can you please say something about my situation at work? Well, tell us. But anyway, let me keep reading. Can you please say something about my situation at work? I am extremely unhappy and have been trying to find something different, more to my liking, and hopefully that advances my mission this time around. That's the question from Humbre. She or her needs help with. How about her or him? Yeah, that works.
Humbre is having a situation at work. Well, you know what, Hombre, you know, this is why I'm sorry, I'm trying to go over the question that you just said. She's unhappy at work, or he's unhappy at work, correct, Ade?
I am extremely unhappy, and I've been trying to find something different, more to my liking, and hopefully that advances my mission this time around. Now, I don't know what the mission is, and she's saying hopefully it would advance her to her mission. But here's the thing. Just be a little bit more specific. Stop playing hide and seek with
whoever. If she could tell me, or he could tell me more what the position is, I can see where that's going. But as far as being unhappy at work, you know, the thing is, you are in what they call a new phase. And that's going into something, a new beginning. But your mouth might tend to get in the way. And I would say that in a nice way. And what it means, what I mean by that is a lot of times when we are trying to go in a new direction or we've come through some taxing times and we've had some hard times, and as we are making a teeny bit of progress, if anybody comes in our path that's not aligned with that, we would tend to shoot off at the lips, and that can hurt us more than move us forward. I'm going to say this. You know, we talk about this so many times, about the energy that we put out, the vibration we put out, and I can't stress it enough because it is what it is. As long as you are feeling disharmony and disgust and anything other adjective I can add to your work environment, and as long as you are feeling that way, nothing really good can come from that. You have to, in order to move from your job into a better environment, a better job, you have to be grateful for where you're at right now. Either that or leave it and go someplace where you can be grateful. Because you can't get a better position when you are sending out so much energy about not liking the one you're currently in. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, you have to, what I like to say is whatever is causing this problem at work, that's causing you to feel this way, whether it's the boss or the coworkers, or you feel you're not getting enough money. You see, that's, I don't know what's causing this disharmony for you at work. But whatever it is, you want to take have a different perspective on it. Remember, one of the things about the retrograde is now being able to sit back and look at things with a different perspective so that you can move forward. We don't move forward, people, and this is for everybody. We can't move forward from things that are in discord with us until we can look at it differently, feel okay with that, and then send out a different vibration. And so what your guys are saying is, you know, take a step back for the next couple of days. Really look at it and see what it has done for you, this job, what it has done for you. And then send out your intentions of where you want to go now. You say, what was it, Ade, that this person said?
Eric. Eric is his other name. He said, I'm extremely unhappy and have been trying to find something different, more to my liking, and hopefully that advances my mission this time around.
Okay, so the thing is, Eric is saying extremely. He's not saying I'm unhappy. I'm extremely unhappy. That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy. Why don't you say, you know what, in the meantime, let me use my current position as a stepping stone as to where I want to go. This position is allowing me, maybe not giving me everything I want, but it is allowing me maybe not to have too much stress about paying certain bills or whatever gift you can look at that this position is allowing you to do so that you can shift your energy going toward more of what you want, and then send that intent out. Don't send out the energy of extreme disgust, because what happens when you go fill out that job application, when you go talk to other people, it is that energy that you're bringing to them. And this is why you may not get called back, or this is why they may lose the application, or you might not find what you want. So, you know, just shift your vibration, shift the energy with where you're at. And I tell this to people all the time, to move where you want to go, you must be okay with where you're at in order to move forward. Because everything works on vibration, whether you want to accept that or believe it or not, doesn't matter. It's what it is. So my advice is to move forward. Another thing that I'm getting is that as you move forward, you may be the type of person who might have a hard time in making decisions. Just, you know, you have a lot of choices in front of you, but picking out and making that decision might be just a little tough for you. You are going to get some opportunities, and you're going to have to move on them when that comes. But in the meantime, try to have a different perspective from where you're at. And you're not doing this just to say, I like the job. You're doing this so you can move forward, so that you can go and head to what you want to be, whatever that is, and send out that intent for that. Okay. So, Ida, you want to add anything on that?
Yes, I do. From a life coach perspective, this is what I'll tell you, Eric. You know, I'm looking at your question. You said, can you please say something about my situation at work? Okay, great. That's, you want to know something about work. You said, I am extremely unhappy, and I've been trying to find something different, more to my liking, and hopefully that advances my mission this time around. If I was working with you, first of all, I want to know what's causing you to be unhappy. What's that really about? So you got to really unpack that, really get, you know, because when we ask questions, I don't know. I do it because I always tell people, a life coach needs a life coach, a therapist, or a counselor. And so do counselors, therapists, ministers. They need somebody they go to help them get clear. And there are times I ask a generic question, but the people that I have in my life would say, break that down. What does that mean specifically? So when you're saying to try to do something different, when we're asking questions, be very specific. The quality of your life, not just Eric, everybody, the quality of your life is determined by the questions you're asking. The universe don't try and figure out nothing. The universe, God, is a law. It's like if you add 2 + 2 together, you get 4. But if you ask the universe, if I add numbers together, what will happen? Well, you get a combination of the numbers you add together. But what are you trying to add together? Be more specific in your question so that you can get the answer. When you talk about my mission, what is the mission? What are you trying to accomplish? Do you know what the mission is? If you're clear about your mission, everything else will follow. And this is so much important. You want to get this. If you're unhappy where you are right now, you've got to correct what is causing you to be unhappy now, or else if you move forward with that unhappy energy, you end up creating more unhappiness. Now, when you get to the new place, you may be happy because you've got a new job, but it's just going to be a matter of time, because wherever you are, there you go. Wherever you are, there you go. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And, you can ask questions in the chat room. Jennifer, I don't know if you've responded to my question in the chat room, but be more specific about relationship. What do you want to know about relationship? We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me. Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team with a psychic and a life coach. Your number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. To find out more information about me, you can go to my website, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. To find out information, to find out more about Betty Pegues, you can go to her website, bettypegues.weebly.com. Betty's last name is PEGUES.weebly. That's WEEBLY.com. let's do some questions. Actually, let me see. Betty, let's see here. Let
yeah.
me go here. Okay, good, good, good. How are you doing over there and over here and over now?
I'm chillaxing. You know, I'm doing just what this Mercury retrograde want me to do.
So let's go to Gina Shea. Gina Shea wants to know. She said, my hubby and I have applied for a loan modification. The mortgage company has been giving us the runaround, and it's depressing right now. What do you feel about the loan modification?
Well, the first thing I want to say is don't let it depress you. Okay? Don't put that much energy into it. One of the things is initially the loan modification actually will work out. If you can't see it right now, if it's not making sense, what they're trying to do is because you are putting out that energy of depression. But what I'm getting is that, you know, don't worry. That's going to be okay. Things aren't as what it seems. That's another thing I'm getting. So don't put an expectation out of the way you think they should process it, get back with you, so forth and so on. I'm getting success, so it means that this will eventually work out the way you want to. What is causing, you know, one of the energies that's around you with this is that you and your husband are two mental people. And what I mean by that is you're thinking too much about this, and it's a little bit, I'm not going to say a lot, but it's a little bit taxing. There might be a reason you want this to hurry up and go through. But know that it will go through. You won't get, you won't get probably as much as you think you want to get. They might come back at you and say, we can do this or that, and be okay with that. But know that, you know, it will work out and it will go through. Just shift that energy. Don't get depressed. Once again, depression, that means you're looking at this loan process, this loan modification through the mind of the ego. And the ego says, I need to know, I need to know, I need to know, and it has to be in this way or that. Edge it out. And go through your spirit and say what is what is and what is mine won't go past me. So know that that modification or something better definitely will come, and work from that energy and not from this depressed energy, because even though you might get it if you continue to be depressed about it, even though it might come through a whole lot longer, take a whole lot longer and a whole lot less than what you wanted. And that's because like vibration, once again, attracts like vibration. So know that it is going to happen. Try not to be too concerned as to when, why, and how, or what's going to happen to me if it don't in a certain time period or a certain thing. Don't put that energy in there. Just know that everything is going to happen right, you know, at the right time, and trust your spirit and guide that they will guide you and make sure it all falls into place, because what I'm seeing, it will. Okay?
And I want to say something, because you spoke to that too, Betty, about this, the depression part. I mean, well, maybe depressing. what all of us got to understand, and it takes work, it takes spiritual practice to really, really work, to really get into our consciousness that there is nothing that is happening to us right now that is to our detriment. Now, I know we go through some painful experiences, but, you know, we really got to do the work that if this is happening to me right now, it is not to my detriment. That's something good. You have to convince your mind, your intellectual mind, that there's something good about this. So if you're feeling depressed because you're not sure, they're giving the runaround about the depression, they're giving you the runaround, feeling depressed, understand, regardless of if you get the money that you expected, if somehow you get more and Betty said, you know, you're going to get less, you say, oh, Betty said, you know, we're going to get less, but we got more. Well, there will always be something else to be depressed about, because wherever what you're feeling right now, you're sending that energy out in the universe, and the law of attraction, the law of life, would help you to keep that going. So work on what is it about this that is causing you to be depressed? Are you feeling like someone is taking advantage of you? Are you feeling like the whole world is against you and things are not happening? You know, whatever is going on, it's so important to find a better feeling place, if you will. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, till you get to a point when you know that there's never a weapon. Everything that happens to you is happening for you. So it could be a good opportunity for you and your husband to get together and say, you know, we're going to shift this energy, because the depressing energy itself could delay the process. So you got to work with what you feel, how you're seeing your life. And this is about getting what you want. Trust the process. Accept what is happening right now. And know that everything is working together for your highest good, even if you don't see it. Understand that life is perfect, even if your interpretation of it is imperfect. All right? I want to read something from Humbre here in the chat room. And the number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad so we'll come to you. Something I saw here. Tamara said, Betty, those two cards feel very healing to me. I thank you and believe I have all the answers inside of me for self-nurturing, to let go of the other people as source of caring for me. Very clear. Great. And Hombre said, Eric, a.k.a. Eric, said, I have been trying to understand what lesson I am to learn from this situation or what characteristic I need to develop to get to a better place. And yes, I am very grateful for this as it is. And he said, thank you. I think really it's all about sometimes we won't be clear. Gratitude is a good way to move us forward. Gratitude is a way to get us to just be grateful, unconditional gratitude. Don't just be grateful for, oh, I got a computer, I was able to call the psychic and got an answer. Be grateful just because. Be grateful because you exist. And what you need to see and feel will be revealed to you. Before I go to the next question, Betty, are you feeling anything that you want to share? Betty? What happened? How did that happen? Hey, oh, yeah. Okay, there you are. You're back. Welcome, Betty. Is there anything you want to share, Betty? Welcome back.
Well, thank you. Okay, I was supposed to take me off. My call just suddenly dropped. See what I mean?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah. And Jennifer said, my first time listening, I think the reading are very on point, very grounded advice. But I wanted to add, I was asking if you had anything to say to. Did you hear what I was saying about Eric Hombre?
My call dropped during this time.
He said, I've been trying to understand what lesson I am to learn from this situation or what characteristic I need to develop to get a better feeling place. And yes, I am very grateful for it as it is right now. Thank you. So that's, you know, just reading out his comment. But we do have another question about relationship in the chat room. And, let me read the question before reading the next line underneath that. I'm reading Gina Shane's question, but I won't. Let me stay focused. Stay focused, life coach Ade. Okay, here we go. Jennifer, also guest 548 in the chat room, said, thank you. More specifically, she wants to know about relationships. She said, I would like to know if you see my husband and I being happy together for the rest of our lives. Over to you,
okay,
Betty.
Okay, Jennifer. The very first thing, and you have a spirit guide that has a huge sense of humor, and so a question is being asked to the question, do you see it? Because it's not what your guides see or anybody in your life see. It really boils down to, do you see it? Do you feel it? Because if you can literally look at yourself in the mirror and say, I feel, and I see me and my husband being happy for the rest of our lives, then you already have your answer. You will be. So that's what your guide wanted to say. Now, I tend to tell people, you know, if you are currently happy in your relationship, if you're not having any problems or any issues, don't ask if you're going to be happy. Don't ask if everything's going to be okay. If you're asking that question, then there's underlying something that's not in accord with you. And that's the real question. That's the real question. So when you say, you know, for your spirit guide, they're giggling and saying, do she see it? It's not what we see. Do she see if she's going to be happy for the rest of her life? Do she see this? Because if she don't, then we can take her perhaps where she needs to go. If she do, then we don't need to further answer that question. Because what you see and believe, you will experience.
Well, when I read that question, Betty said, I'm going to put myself a blast there. Betty said, when I ask the question first, I give them a spiritual slap, and then I'll kiss them. So
on the cheek.
On the cheek, okay. And it's like, bam! So, Jennifer, when I read your question, and even Nahali said, that's a loaded question. It is a loaded question, because when I read it, for me, it's like that. You know, it's no point. let me get in zone here. It's no point asking really, and I understand. There's no point making life difficult for ourselves. See, that question sounds to me that there's something else underneath. So I'm going out on a limb here. Maybe you and your husband are having a challenging time right now, and you're hoping maybe I should stick with it, and hopefully it will get better. Here's a thought that I want to leave you with. You say, I would like to know if you see my husband and I being happy together for the rest of our lives. Well, the answer is only if you commit to being happy for the rest of your life. See, happiness, true happiness, is not about what happens in your relationship on the external world. True happiness, joy, comes from what you decide to experience in your life. So if you want to be happy together with your husband for the rest of your life, that's on you. You commit to doing that. Commitment in the sense that no matter what, I am going to be happy. Now, you have no control how your husband is going to respond or react or relate to you. But the only person you're responsible for is you. So you might be together, you might be happy together as husband and wife or not, because we never know what life brings for you. But the most important thing is you will be happy together with this man only if you commit to being happy for the rest of your life. The universe doesn't play games with us. God doesn't play games with us. No matter what is going on, you can choose happiness. No matter what is going on, you can choose joy. No matter what is going on, you can choose life. In spite of what's going on, be in the world and not of the world. You come from a spiritual place when you know that even though I'm looking at this with my physical eyes and it doesn't feel good, I am trusting the process of life. When you trust the process of life, you will tap into something greater than external circumstances. When you start looking with your physical eyes, do your own spiritual practice and commit to your own happiness, and then you will have the answer. Betty talks about your spiritual guide. So do you think so? It is that simple, but you've got to do your work. You got to do your work. Let's go to the call. Glenda is on the phone. And Glenda,
hello.
How are you doing, my sister? Welcome, welcome.
I'm
hello.
Well, thank you. Hi, Betty. Ajay, how are you?
Hello, Glenda.
Okay, I'm trying to find the best way to phrase the question.
Okay.
I guess, you know, I've been doing a lot of work in the past couple of weeks, you know. So I want to know, I guess the best way would be a barometer that I'm asking. I am working on manifesting a new residence. I think my question is, what do I need to do, or what do I need to focus, I guess, spiritually and emotionally to manifest that? That's how the question
I got
came
it.
Out.
Yeah, I got you, though.
This is what I want. This is what I'm feeling that I should be working on now. Earlier, while I was listening, I started writing out an ad to attract that. Uh-huh. I had been thinking about doing that for like 2 months already, and it just came through while I was listening. So I guess, you know, And what I'm feeling and expressing is in alignment with the timing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that came out strange.
Okay,
but
so are you looking for
a
new, when you say new residence, are you looking for just a new home, apartment?
Is that however it comes. It could
be a
room,
wait a minute. I'll jump in. No. I'm going to jump in here. What do you want?
I want an apartment.
Okay, good. Okay, go ahead, Betty.
Okay.
I'll give you back to Betty, and I'll come back later.
Okay.
This is what I wanted you to think about. You say I'm manifesting, and you're sending out the intentions, and you're doing the work, you know, just by being it. So, going, driving through neighborhoods and seeing what feels good to you. Looking at wall coloring and saying, oh, when I get my place, I think I'm going to paint my walls this color. These are all for the apartment. Now, can you see the apartment? Think about what that feels like to see it. See yourself.
I can feel it. I don't see. I can
see yourself.
Feel.
Yeah. Well,
I can
as you
feel
see
what
it, feel
I feel
it.
Like
how,
in it.
Yes. Okay, how does it feel to be in it? How does it feel to cook in the kitchen, to sleep in the bed, to sit out in the neighborhood and say hi to the neighbors and like them? How does that apartment feel? Because that's all you have to do when it comes to manifesting it. It you can speak it and you can write it, and these are great energy and manifestation tools, but it is the feeling that actually brings it to you. So, you know, Mike Dooley has a book out called Infinite Possibilities. And he had said something that was really wonderful and that resonated so deeply with me. And he goes, you know, a lot of people want to manifest a lot of things. And so they go through the channels, you know, of writing and doing such and such. And I'm sort of paraphrasing him. But he says, imagine now for 5 minutes a day, whatever you want, and this is a great tool for anyone to use. He would say, sit down for 5 minutes. And so we're going to use your apartment. Okay, and so we're going to actually take out the equation apartment altogether, even though Ade say, what do you want? You say, I want an apartment. So this is how you can work, have the law of attraction work ultimately for you and very quickly for you. So you sit down and you see yourself in your home. You're not seeing whether it's an apartment or a trailer camper or whatever, but you see that you are ultimately happy there. It is bringing you so much joy, you can't even believe it. You're seeing that the neighbors are wonderful. You're seeing that you're able to get to and from work easily from it. You see that it's the right size. You see that you're able to pay the bills with this home and still have money to go to the movies. So you're seeing this. And what you're doing is you're tagging this good feeling. So you're seeing it as it already is and not as you are, as you would like it to be. So, in essence, the energy now has to play catch-up to you.
Right.
Because you've actually visualized the end result, as he had put it in the book. So now, because you didn't cap it, see, a lot of us cap it, our creations, by saying, I specifically want A, B, C, and D, instead of saying, I want the best that's in alignment for me. Now, if that's a home or apartment trailer, then send that to me. But by you visualizing that this home is the best for you, then you leave a whole playground for the law of attraction to seek out the best residency, the best location, the best everything based on that feeling and vision that you've given it. And he suggests that if you did this 5 minutes a day, at night, preferably right before you fall asleep, that within a short amount of time, you would see this humongous difference in this thing. Now, I pulled some cards for you, and one of the cards is a card that calls accelerated motion. That means that as you now start doing this, the energy around you, things are going to come really quickly right now. Take this Mercury retrograde time to really focus and meditate on your vision what you want. In fact, do it for the next 3 weeks. Do it during the time that this retrograde is to be used for. So really see yourself. See the parties in it. See the Christmas celebration. Whatever you do. But don't put specifics on it. Because you're telling me love attraction, I want the ultimate best, and I'm going to leave it to you to fill that in. But so it has to match that vibration of you being extremely happy. And so it picks out. Another thing is they want you to rely more on your spirit now to guide you. You're, once again, you're like Tamara. You're a very spiritual person. And so they want you to do that, and they want you to nourish yourself and take care of yourself. So don't put too much worry or concern or if, ands, what. Once again, get out of the ego mind, how it should all play out. And just they want you to really just start as you send that attention out, let it go, and really just start looking for
like
you.
Like play what, with it. Just play in it. Play
yes.
with it.
I like to play, you know, it's like sitting back and chillaxing and just really feeling yourself. Now, there's a different feeling. If you were to start thinking about filling out the application for an apartment, doing the writing, this and that, then you might feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to cause this big cheesy smile on your face. It's not going to cause you to get or anything. It's not saying you're going to feel bad. But if you start visualizing, I got friends over, everyone's complimenting me on my home, I'm now very comfortable, I'm doing things I never think I could do, you're going to start feeling really good. You're going to get this big old smile on your face because you can see it. That energy makes it happen a lot faster.
Okay.
So you got, I pulled for you an accelerated motion card, which means that if you start doing that, you will see this place come a little quicker than you anticipate.
Okay. That's all good with me.
And you can your dog is in the background getting all that happy about what you're doing.
I know.
Usually he's quiet.
I've been trying to tell her.
he's quiet. Now he's like all animated.
Because he gets it. He's all like, yes, that's what I've been trying to tell her. But here's the, you know, and I like the question that you asked, the whole thing when we desire something, Glenda, and this is for all of us. You know, when we want, I always say when we have a desire, when we have a feeling that we want to do something and we can just almost taste it, it is God, as you say, this is available. So sometimes what we do when that shows up, we pray for something that we're already feeling. But how about just giving thanks for it? Getting so caught up, become the place where that idea gets to be revealed. So when you felt to move, it's not something that you just sit there and say, I'll be like, it's coming from a deeper place. So you create that place through the play, through the having fun, just imagining, visualizing, and just saying, this is something better. Wherever the universe, wherever God has this place for me, I say yes. You know, you can be specific about what you want, but just then release it to the universe so that if you move into it in that place now, when you get in there, you're just proving to yourself that the law works. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we're at a place where we need to move beyond just having faith in God, but really knowing God. And when you know God, there's no debate. Truth needs no defense. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
you know,
move to that place right now. Move into that place right now. Feel it. Enjoy it. Just be in that place right now, and it will show up. Go ahead, Betty.
But I was about to say, the law of attraction works, folks. Out there listening in Life Conversation Lounge and other areas of the world. The law of attraction always works. If you're not getting what you want and you're in a miserable place, the law of attraction has just worked.
Yeah.
If you're in a great place and you got what you want, the law of attraction has just worked. The law of attraction always worked. Don't give your power away thinking that you have to get what you want through any other means than shifting your vibration and putting out your thought pattern how you want this to happen. You know, and I wish I had a magic pill that I can give to people that says, you take this pill and what you desire is going to come to you. But it really isn't, you know, that difficult if you get your ego mind out of the way as to how things should take place and what time frame and what order and what's going to happen if it don't and where am I going to get the money and am I going to help movers to help me move. I mean, we take ourselves out of this equation and just go from that feeling space. And the law of attraction always works. It works perfectly for us people 24 hours a day. It is not infallible. It works perfectly. It goes back to the question, is it working perfectly based on what you are consciously creating, or is it working perfectly based on what you are unconsciously creating? But
so,
it is working.
So,
Glenda, I look forward to receiving the invitation for the housewarming.
Oh, yeah, it's happening.
And so it is. That's it. I heard that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Glenda.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Spiritual. Spiritual Tag Team. Betty will be back next Wednesday because Spiritual Tag Team takes place first and second Wednesday of the month. She'll be back for another episode of Spiritual Tag Team. We're getting ready to release the show. And just program this number into your phone, 347-426-3346. Tomorrow I am back for Ask Life Coach Ade. And tomorrow's show, we are talking about the gift of autism. The gift of autism. Now, some people don't see it as a gift. Some people think it's we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Even if you don't think it's a gift, if you think it's just something that just, you know, you think is something from wherever, I'm not even going to give it the energy. Join us tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you follow the show so you can get regular updates. All of you that called in, those of you on the phone line, thank you, thank you. We can't get to all the calls. If we don't get to calls, you got another time. And, yeah, and then you can call in during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for Ask Life Coach Ade. Betty, anything you want to share before we release the show?
No, but you know what? I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and sitting with us and chillaxing in the Life Conversations Lounge and helping us to grow the way we are just growing so much with our listeners each day. It's just amazing. When me and Ade talk about it after the show, if you guys only knew half the stuff we talked about after the show. We're like the Oprah after the show thing,
yes.
You know? We said we're going to do a show about after the show.
Mm-hmm. The show after the show. Yeah. You get to listen to our conversation. And we may edit some of it out for personal reasons, so we don't want to put everybody on blast. But, you know, who knows?
But who knows? But just take it easy for the next 3 weeks. This is a retrograde. The energy is used for you. It's there for you. It's not there against you. So this is the time just to really meditate, really just be still, take a soul vacation, fix those things that need to be fixing, like I said, and this is a great time for a life review, as I like to call it as well. So until tomorrow, when I'll be behind the scenes, but I'll still be here, I say have a great day.
And make sure you share the show with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, your supervisor, people you want to get to know, people you want to be in a relationship with. Because, you know, if they listen to this show, they'll be like-minded. So you get to have a real conversation. You don't want to be in a relationship with someone who don't know who they are. So they got to listen to this show. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. So tune in to LifeConversationsRadio.com. And I just want to leave you with this. I know there's so much going on. There's so much energy. There's so much information that's coming at us. It's all about finding a better feeling place. Even if you're not in that place right now, trust the process of life. There's a lot of energy going on right now. Take time to be still. Take time to meditate. Take time to listen. Take time to listen to the God within. Do your spiritual practice. You know, we are here to express all that God is. And here's something to watch. I talked about this yesterday. If you haven't seen the movie Limitless, or if you've seen it, watch it again and understand that that is real, folks. That is real. We are limitless. And you don't need a drug to be limitless. The limited power that resides within you doesn't have a side effect. Maybe the side effect is joy, happiness, bliss, harmonious relationship. Remind yourself every day when you wake up, no matter what is going on, I am more than this when you're being challenged. Remind yourself that I am more than this. Betty, thank you so much. I love you. I love you so much. And listeners, we love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Trust and know that all is truly well. Carly Jackson is going to take us out. We came in with her. We're going to leave with her. And do share the show with your friends and listen again. Peace and blessings.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Doesn't that just feel good? Doesn't that make you feel free? Because you are free. You are wonderful. And because of that, we dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
We out. Peace out and peace in.